Your time will come. I remind myself of this every day. My time will come. Apna time aayega. But until then, I will enjoy the life I have now because, as my best friend says, life is for living. So enjoy the crap out of it and stop waiting. 30 isn't a deadline, it is just a milestone. The road is yet unended.
Welcome to the Sum of Everything podcast, where we discuss a little bit of a lot of topics, ranging from spirituality to finance and everything in between. I'm your host, Aishwarya, a serial hobbyist with an unquenchable thirst for learning, especially through new experiences. In this podcast, we will scratch every itch of curiosity, explore various perspectives, step out of our comfort zone, and experience some of everything. Because after all, we are just that, a sum of all our experiences. So let's dive right in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sum of Everything podcast. It is the 1st of May, and in all honesty, this is an unplanned episode because when I was planning for all my episodes for the next few months, I completely spaced on the fact that May has 5 Thursdays and not 4. And if you've been keeping track, you'll know that I upload my episodes every Thursday, even though the posts and notifications come a little bit later in the week. So, because I didn't have anything planned for this particular Thursday, I wondered if I should just give it a skip and work on the upcoming episodes instead. I even discussed it with my sister, and she supported it and said, that's okay, it's completely fine to give 1 week a skip and continue with the planned episodes as is. But last night, right before I went to sleep, I had an idea and I thought, good Lord, please let me remember this when I wake up in the morning because it's quite an interesting idea. You see, Sum of Everything should have originally been first released on the 19th of May, which was my birthday last year. But for whatever reasons, that didn't happen and it was delayed by a month or so. But the month of May does happen to be what I originally intended to be the birthday month of Sum of Everything. And well, it is my birthday month as well. And for those of you who know, I am a big advocate of celebrating birthdays and making it a big deal. So, I thought last night that it would be a good idea to discuss some of the things that I've learned in the 1 year since I turned 30, because 30 is such a milestone. When I woke up this morning, thankfully, that idea was still in my head. And so I quickly jotted down some points. And well, here you have it. I'm sitting here recording the 10 things I've learned since turning 30. So here goes. Number one, aging is real. It happens fast. It happens sneakily. And the body neither moves nor recovers as fast as it used to. And while the body is aging, the mind takes time to catch up. I learned this the hard way, especially in dance class, because I realized that my body just was not moving as fast and as much as I would like it to. And it was taking a lot more effort and time for me to get my limbs where they should be or where I wanted them to be. And after class, it took a lot longer for me to recover from an intensive class or an intensive workout at the gym than it did earlier. And I say this even as I am dealing with one of the worst cases of DOMS or delayed onset muscle soreness after a particularly rigorous session at the gym yesterday. For those of you that are interested, it was leg day and I am currently waddling like a penguin. So yeah, turning 30 was a real reminder that aging is real. Number two is related. You're aging, but so are your parents. And this is one of those slow, really heart-wrenching realizations. It sneaks up on you when you hear your father complain that he can't remember something important, or you realize that your mother has forgotten something and doesn't even remember that it has slipped her mind. You see them aging in small ways, even when they don't see it themselves. Of course, the funniest and most aggravating aspect of this part is that they become less likely to listen to logic and are significantly more stubborn about certain things. And you swear that they are more stubborn than you ever were as a child. Or so you think. And I am sure my mother is rolling her eyes at this point right about now. But it's true. You see them aging. And there's nothing you can do about it. Number 3. Finances become more important than ever before. I don't know what it is about turning 30. But it suddenly makes you realize your mortality. And I have seen a lot of my friends experience this. You start thinking about your finances, whether you have enough saved up. And even if you're not worrying about retirement, you are thinking about how you're spending your money and whether you are investing correctly or you should be investing differently. With the insistence of my father, I have been saving pretty consistently since my first paycheck almost. But it was only recently that I seriously sat down and took stock of my finances with Excel sheets and the whole deal. It's just something about turning 30, you know? Number 4 is really juicy. If you are single at 30, God save you. Because people are going to double down on their efforts to get you married. Which is not only frustrating anyway, but in most cases, it's third parties who have barely ever interacted with you coming down and asking you every chance they get when you are going to be walking down the aisle, as though they are going to be funding the whole do. They also say that they have people in mind and they never actually introduce you to said people in mind. More often than not, this conversation will happen in front of your parents, which is like lighting a fire and walking away, because they have successfully caused my parents anxiety and made me dread the next fight that's going to happen about when I am getting married, as if it's something I can control. So here's a PSA. Or a request, if you will. If you are not going to contribute in any meaningful way to my wedding or my marriage, and if you have not contributed in any way whatsoever to me getting to the age of 30 and are unlikely to contribute to my life henceforth, please stop asking about my nuptials, inevitable as they may be. You will get an invitation and I promise you the food will be good. We're a bunch of foodies at the end of the day. So you can come, enjoy the food, have fun at my wedding whenever that happens, and go along your way. But please, stop asking about it. Number 5. You don't need to have your career figured out by the time you're 30. In fact, you don't need to have anything figured out by the time you're 30. The 20s are a hard decade for anyone, but more so for us 90s kids. We had it particularly tough, and not least because we've seen 2 wars break out in less than a decade, and what seems like a third one seemingly in the offing. We have also lived through a global pandemic that has eaten away a bunch of our time that we could have otherwise spent traveling, exploring, and getting to know ourselves and having various experiences. We're also that sandwiched decade between older millennials who still had an inkling of what they want from life and a certain level of stability because the internet and the rapid digital revolution came in once they were a little bit more aware of the world. But not for us. We've seen it through our first and second decade. We've seen the advent of Google. We've seen the advent of all these various social media platforms, the rise and fall of them. And we've seen everything change so fast right before our eyes that there is no sense of stability for us at all. There's no anchor holding us down anywhere. We have seen no evidence that things will stick around and be there forever. Long gone are the days where one could say that, oh, I have a job and it's stable and it's giving me a paycheck every month and that's good enough for me to live the rest of my life and, you know, achieve my dream goals of having a family and buying a house and buying a car or whatever. Those things, those dreams don't exist anymore. I don't think any of us are brave enough to have those dreams. So if it is taking extra long to figure out what you want to do with your life because you are unsatisfied with your career or what you do for a living, it is absolutely okay. I read somewhere that you have to either earn at a job or learn from it. And if neither is happening, it is absolutely okay for you to move on. We're all likely in the same boat. We don't know what the hell is going on. So it's okay to take your time to figure out what you want to do with your career or your profession if it is not working out for you so far. Point number six. It is never too late to start or restart working on your dreams. I launched this podcast in June of last year. And although it was supposed to come out on my 30th birthday, it didn't somehow pan out. I had been sitting on this for a while with little to no idea on how to proceed because of crippling anxiety and a sense of perfectionism, which I've already talked about. It was a struggle to overcome and it continues to be even now. But the more you break free from the clutches of that kind of perfectionism and anxiety, the more liberating it is. And it is how I was finally able to upload videos of my imperfect dancing and be proud of it. It was how I managed to get myself MCing gigs by overcoming that fear that was telling me to be perfect, otherwise I'm nothing. I keep telling myself even today that it is normal to be imperfect and that it is okay to be normal. And that, I think, is key to starting or restarting anything that you haven't yet had the courage to do. The last 1 year has largely been the most productive I have been when it comes to my creative endeavors. And all because I told myself that it was okay to be imperfect. Number seven, it takes effort to maintain friendships. I see posts and reels all the time about how only low maintenance friendships survive. And while there is some truth to that, you really can't be expecting your friends who are busy in their own lives and some of whom have families of their own or live in different countries with time zones separating you, to be there for you all the time or to be at your beck and call or vice versa. But if you really want to keep your friends or anyone for that matter around in your life, there is a certain amount of effort that is required on your part to maintain that. I strongly disagree that having no expectations of your friends whatsoever is the right way to go. Or not burdening them with your problems or not asking for help, that is the sign of or the mark of a true friendship because you don't want to inconvenience them. That's not friendship. That is not you doing them a favor. In the same vein though, canceling plans all the time just because you don't feel like it, or going AWOL without notice and showing up occasionally for chit-chat over drinks does not make you a friend. It makes you an acquaintance. Bonds are forged over shared experiences, both good and bad. My closest friendships are with people who have bared their soul to me and have allowed me the space to bear my soul to them. And it takes effort on both sides. Not a single one of my closest friends lives in the city that I do. In fact, some of them live halfway across the world. And yet, we make the time to talk. Maybe not every day, sometimes not for weeks, but we do catch up and fill one another in on the goings-on in our lives, and not just the headlines, mind you, even the seemingly unimportant stuff. Because that's how you stay connected in an increasingly lonely and isolated world. Have expectations of your friends. Tell them about your bad day and go help them move if they need your help. Now, of course, that doesn't mean trauma dump on them or let them do it to you. But let them into your life and ask to be let into theirs. In my opinion, that changes your whole outlook in life. Now, this next one, point number 8, is related to a previous point, but it's still important. You are never too old to try something new. Just go out there and dip your toes into the waters of whatever new thing you want to try. A lot of times, we don't have the resources to try and do things that we want to do when we're in our 20s. Usually, we don't have the money for it. But in our 30s, when we finally do have the money, when we are hopefully earning enough to be comfortable and have not as many responsibilities, we feel like we're too old to do stuff. And we think that it's too late. Oh, we're 30 now. We have to be more responsible. That's bollocks. Pardon my French. All it takes is some courage and a healthy indifference to what people think. And can I let you in on a little secret? People really don't care or think about you as much as you think they do, because they're too busy thinking about what others think of them. So pick up that guitar, go attend that salsa or bachata class, buy that skateboard, and just have fun. You deserve it. Number 9. It is vital to disconnect regularly. I've seen increasingly that people are choosing to go off social media apps altogether. A lot of people I have come in contact these days have told me that they don't have Instagram accounts, or they do, but they don't have the app on their phone and choose to just follow people and stay in touch with what is happening in their friend circle by logging into Instagram once in a while on the browser. I guess the constant chatter of people from our screens and incessant real-time dissemination of information, that's mostly all bad news, by the way, and increasing political intolerance is overstimulation at its peak. And it's an assault on the senses. If you haven't noticed, there is a good chance our bodies are constantly in a state of fight or flight or freeze, which indicates that the body is constantly in a sympathetic state. The sympathetic nervous system is always active, which means that's that much cortisol increase in our bodies. So if we are adding to that by drinking caffeine all the time to stay awake and have a dopamine addiction by being addicted to our phones and reels and short form video content, it's just increasing our anxiety. No wonder all of us are having trouble with losing weight, if that is something that you want to do. That's definitely, I think, an important aspect to why I haven't been able to lose weight healthily. And that's only because it's one of my goals. I know at this point, me talking about this is making my sister, my mom, my dad, everyone go, wow, this girl spends most of her time on the phone anyway. Who is she to talk about this? It's really rich coming from her. I know that. But I recently deleted all the OTT apps from my phone and decided to start reading Harry Potter again. I am also trying to consciously reduce my screen time, eat healthy, and be consistent with a fitness routine to give my body some semblance of normalcy. My favorite part of this is for the last few days, consistently, I have been waking up earlier than my mother, only for her to be shocked that by the time she wakes up, I am actually sitting in the balcony, either journaling or meditating, or, you know, just enjoying the sunshine. But anyway, the crux of this is we have to find ways to switch off from the digital world or, you know, get a digital detox. Needless to say, meditation helps a great deal. So having a regular meditation routine would do wonders. But find what works best for you and do it. It'll probably change your world. Finally, point number 10. I keep coming back to this because, at least in my life, it is the most looming concern, fueled largely by conditioning and societal expectations. Turning 30 is not a death knell. There is no deadline, no timeline, no race that you have to feel like you lost just because you are not where you thought you would be at this age. What I'm saying is hardly new, but it is important. It has to be reiterated. Do not compare yourself to those around you. Everyone is on a different timeline. If you are upset that your friends are married or have kids or are seemingly more successful in their careers than you are, I guarantee you that there are people around you who compare themselves to you and feel less than adequate because you have something that they don't. It is basic human nature to keep moving the goalpost, but it is crucial to remember that not everyone's starting line is the same, nor is the journey you chose for this life. It's okay to be upset that what you want hasn't happened for you yet. But more important yet, to remember that you have different goals to accomplish and different lessons to learn than the people around you. Your time will come. I remind myself of this every day. My time will come. Apna time aayega. But until then, I will enjoy the life I have now because, as my best friend says, life is for living. So enjoy the crap out of it and stop waiting. 30 isn't a deadline. It is just a milestone. The road is yet unended. These were just some of my reflections in the past year. Maybe you're well past 30 and in your golden years. Maybe you're yet far from 30. But I know that everything I said can still be applicable to you. Because after all, age is just a number. So I hope it helps you wherever and whatever point you are in life. And with that, I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.